mercy, kindness. Shri Srinithai Gaura Chandra, Shri Radha Gopinath, Shri Gopal, and the most merciful acharyas of our disciplic succession, whom Srila Prabhupada's mercy has brought to the world. We have the wonderful fortune of being with all of you again at this holy place. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Temple and all of their sincere devotees are my life and soul. I do not know what else to say. It is such a gift to have the opportunity to come to this great movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the association of his devotees. Krishna consciousness, which is the original consciousness of every living entity, is the sublime realization that we are all the eternal servant of Krishna's servants. Krishna consciousness is based on such a deep, systematic philosophy, answering all questions that humankind has ever asked. But its application is very simple. The essence of Krishna consciousness is simplicity, absolute innocence, without any sophistication at all. Because in such a simple heart, Krishna becomes pleased to accept our service, as was illustrated in the story of Shuklambar Brahmachari. He was such a great devotee, so learned, so deeply realized, but yet he appeared in such simplicity. He was a Brahmin and a beggar with his little torn bag. He would go to at least 10 houses every day to beg for some rice, and at the end of the collecting he would prepare that rice and offer it to Krishna. But the whole while, he was always chanting Krishna's holy names. In such devotion, his lips and his heart never ceased to vibrate Krishna's most auspicious and merciful name. And the people of Navadvip, ordinary people, they could not recognize his glories. They considered him a common beggar, because he in no way wanted to present himself as anything but a common beggar. But the devotees of the Lord, they understood that he was worshipable by all creation. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting in the house of Srivas, kirtan was going on. The Lord was sitting on Vishnu's throne, and the devotees were chanting and dancing. Suklambar Brahmachari was always present whenever the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chant and dance in kirtan. And he would dance with such simplicity, such innocence, such carefree devotion. He was simply dancing. Dancing and chanting joyfully for the pleasure of the Lord. And when Lord Chaitanya would see such humble and simple devotion, he would become so pleased. On one occasion, he reached his hand in Suklambar's bag and took out the broken pieces of rejected rice. When you go to a beggar, when a beggar comes to your house, the common man does not give the beggar the best thing. They give the beggar the worst thing, if anything. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put this broken rice in his mouth and began to chew it. And Suklambar Brahmachari was almost unconscious that, "My Lord, this rice is not fit for you. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just began to eat handful after handful after handful, with tears of ecstatic love in his eyes. He expressed how never has he tasted anything so sweet as the broken rice from the torn bag of Suklambar Brahmachari. And then he bestowed the blessing upon Suklambar that when you were in your form of Sudama Vipra in previous life, I, as Krishna, also ate your broken rice. I incarnate again and again just to accept your broken rice. I bestow upon you this benediction that your heart will always be dancing in ecstatic love of Krishna. And when the devotees heard this, they became so happy. The greatest happiness of the devotees is to see another devotee getting special mercy of the Lord. They all began to cry out, "Harivo!
Harivo!
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 Harivo!" It is explained that anyone who hears this narration with a sincere and submissive heart will achieve pure love of God, Krishna Prema. Because this story illustrates the essence of Krishna consciousness. In our heart, we should always feel ourselves very ordinary, common beggars. Although our service may be to be an ordinary beggar, I heard Govinda Prabhu has sent the brahmacharis out to become beggars, just to learn simplicity and humility. So perhaps you are a common beggar in regard to your social service. Or you may be a preacher or a sannyasi, temple commander, president, manager, maybe a big, big businessman or doctor, lawyer, housewife. You may be prime minister or king. Devotees can take any position. Guru. Devotee can take any position, Krishna, and the Vaishnavas desire them to take. But the essence of their service is not the activities they perform, but the simplicity, the innocence, the humility in which they perform their activities. And however great or insignificant it may be, that is what gives pleasure to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Sri Krishna came to visit Duryodhana, prepared a wonderful feast for him. Such a wonderful feast, cooked by the most expert chefs in the kingdom. Duryodhana's motivation was he knew that Krishna was God. And he was thinking that by welcoming him with great honor and so many material gifts and wonderful offerings of food, jewels, gold, that Krishna would be impressed by him and give him the support which was required to rule the world at the expense of the Pandavas. Krishna knew his heart. Although all the preparations were made, Krishna did not go to the house of Duryodhana, to the palace of Duryodhana. But instead, he went to the simple house of Vidura, who, although a great devotee, was seen as a Shudra and had not much wealth at all. And when he came to Vidura's house, Vidura's wife, she was so happy that Krishna came, but she was so ashamed because there was no information of his arrival. So she had nothing to offer him. All she had in the house were some simple bananas. And she was so nervous, so excited, that she would peel the bananas and throw away the banana and give Krishna the peels. And Krishna, with great, great joy, he ate the banana peels from the hands of the servant of his devotee, Vidura. Krishna wanted to show the world through this pastime that he would rather take the banana peels from his sincere devotees when it is offered with simplicity and devotion than even the most wonderful, wonderful treasures given by someone who is duplicitous in nature. So it is this message that His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has so mercifully given to us. Krishna consciousness. It is the way in which all humanity can be united in the divine service of Krishna. Through dancing, through chanting, and through feasting. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
As long as this wonderful temple of Sri Radha Gopinath maintains these principles of simplicity, innocence, and the humble spirit of servitude toward the Vaishnavas, as long as we follow in the footsteps of Sri Shuklambar Brahmachari and the other associates of Lord Chaitanya, whatever our social position may be, then there is no power that Maya has to disturb either this mission or any of us individually. If we simply amongst ourselves protect with great caution, alertness, the simplicity of the relationships amongst us, the simplicity of our dedication to Radharani and Sri Gopinathji, then this movement can only expand into the hearts of more and more and more souls suffering in the web of Maya. So we should be very strict in following the devotional principles, and by this wonderful and auspicious opportunity we have, we can perform the greatest work, the greatest service in all of the creation by attracting ourselves as well as all of Bombay, all of India, all of the world, all of the universe, all of the creation to the congregational chanting of Krishna's name. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And do not think that this is a dream that cannot be fulfilled, because Krishna's mercy, his power is inconceivable, unlimited. And Krishna can perform any type of miracle through any of his devotees if they simply cooperatively work together to spread the glories of the holy name. The power of Krishna's inconceivable miracle we have witnessed at New Vrindavan. Most of you are not aware of what has been in that community over the years. It was too heartbreaking to even discuss very openly. But not only myself, but any sincere devotee that comes there can all see that there are such auspicious signs, such incredible hope for a future which is brighter than ever before. How quickly everything has completely transformed in such a positive and wonderful way. It's not the work of any man or even demigod. It was a miracle of Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Because Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra understood how important that project was to Srila Prabhupada, so for they are performing inconceivable miracles every day simply because the devotees are determined to try to work together to do something wonderful. So please have great faith that Krishna can save the entire creation through just a handful of his devotees if they maintain this principle of simplicity, no duplicity, nice sadhana, nice relations with one another, and sincere enthusiasm and determination to cooperatively spread the glories of the holy name. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, usually when you go to America, it is not for so many months. But this time we saw that we are stretched and we missed you very much. So, is it last time it will be happening? Is it the last time this sort of long departure from us, is this the last time it will happen ever?
I am only the servant. The servant does not make decisions, just tries to serve. But I hope it's the last time. I see you, it becomes very nice. I have to make a confession. The last time I even attempted to study Hindi was with Priyavrat in Delhi. New Vrindavan was a 24-hour yajna. So, as I left here before, I am like that again. Haribo. But I'll try again. The lesson I learned is not to take Hindi lessons just before going to New Vrindavan. It's better if I take them when I first come back to Bombay. Then all of you could adopt me as your little child and teach me how to speak. I received so many letters saying, we are so happy that you are showing your love for us so much by learning Hindi. And I became very much ashamed of myself, but I, with your blessings, I will try again. Radha Gopinath Prabhu is laughing very nicely. He He's accustomed to dealing with children. Would like to say or ask anything? So please, by Sri Mahaprabhu's mercy, we are together again. Everyone, please come and give me your association. That is what I live for. And this evening, there is Julan Yatra. Julan Yatra is perhaps the most popular festival in Vrindavan every year. This temple is non-different than Vrindavan. Even the staunch Brijabasis who never leave Vrindavan has given their testimony that this temple is not different than Vrindavan. So tonight, please come and let us celebrate the beautiful swing festival of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. And we will all sing and dance together for the pleasure of the Lord. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.